mother-in-law.
So call us now, and then what we'll do is call your mother-in-law, and you'll get today's trip to Las Vegas from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Independence Air now flies to Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
Wow.
Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyI.com. Go your own way.
If your mother-in-law answers correctly, she gets to come out of the room for a day.
We'll be back with you for your call.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
WKK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right, so let me tell you that we're doing this, how's your mother-in-law, because this weekend it's Mother's Day weekend, okay?
Yes.
You lost again.
There we go.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
Ah, but nobody ever said life was fair. Bigger, and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
The gods of air and wind. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. New pictures of Mike and Buzz wearing their motorcycle gear. Let's see. Hold on a second. We got way too many people here. We're going to play How's Your Mother-in-Law.
Fantastic game.
And we're giving away the trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. There, I've read all of the plugs.
I believe so.
Let's get right to first person to call, I guess, right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Rudy. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes. Hello, Rudy. You're on the air. How are you, sir?
Oh, well, I'm doing all right, except for this wonderful D.C. traffic.
Okay, from D.C. on WJFK. Thanks for listening. How long have you been married?
Since the middle of January. Not long at all.
Oh, you're a newlywed.
Well, first let me ask you, how's your mother-in-law?
Well, I hope she's doing all right.
Very good. All right, so good relationship, bad relationship?
Oh, it's good. My mother-in-law likes me.
All right, well, let's turn this around. Let me ask you, what's the one thing that she does that really pisses you off that you've never told her?
Oh, geez. I can't really think of anything.
Oh, okay. See? That's really, how you lose. See, that was just a test, really.
You really can't play the game.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
See, my answer would be when she leaves that room.
Right.
When she leaves the locker
room. But see, you've got a few more years than that other guy. You know,
hello.
He was January.
Don and Mike Show. Yeah, what is it now? May?
Mm-hmm.
Too eager.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wait till November.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, a girl. Be nice playing with a chick.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Hi, what's your name?
Lacey.
Lacey Underall? Lacey Underall?
Daddy? Daddy?
Lacey, where are you from?
I'm in Alexandria, Virginia.
All right.
Buzz and I were there today.
How long have you been married? Hello, do you speak English?
Lacey, are you listening to the show? Are you okay, Lacey? Lacey?
Are we stupid?
Is this Lacey Peterson? That's the only acceptable answer. This is Lacey Peterson, because I know she's dead.
Lacey, are you there? Lacey's gone.
It must have been Lacey Peterson.
I think so.
God rest her soul.
Mm-hmm. Spooky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, how's your mother-in-law?
Annoying.
Okay.
Oh, okay, annoying.
How long have you been married, Dan?
I've been married about 5 years.
Okay.
What's her name? What's her first name?
I'm sorry?
What's her first name?
Connie.
Connie.
It might be perfect.
Sure does sound like something else.
I've got a great question for number two.
But Mike, we can go with just one question.
Well, I've got a multiple choice question.
Okay, lay it on me. What is it?
Dan, are you there?
I am here.
Dan, the first time she met you, will your mother-in-law say she was A, impressed, B, unimpressed, or C, highly disappointed?
That's a good question.
She thought I was loud and obnoxious, so I'm going to go unimpressed.
Unimpressed, but not the worst one.
Yeah.
Highly disappointed.
Okay, and just for a bonus.
Yes.
What does she hate most about you?
Oh, It could be any number of things.
Pick one.
Just pick one. I know how that goes.
How about that, I don't know, I'm opinionated, loud, and obnoxious.
Well, that's three. Do you want to go with loud? Do you want to just go with loud and obnoxious?
Yeah, let's go with loud and obnoxious.
And what is it about her that sets you off?
She lets her dog.
Number one?
Yeah, I think we should just go with all three of those. You've got the one. And yours, Mike, should be the last one because it's like a multiple choice.
Okay, very good. So we'll go with loud and obnoxious. That's what the mother-in-law doesn't like about him. The thing he doesn't like about the mother-in-law is her dog.
The dog pees.
Right.
Okay, and you know what? Who knows? If she gets one out of three, maybe we'll let her.
Okay, very good.
Okay, because after all, the game is how your mother-in-law.
Let's find out how she is.
Let's welcome now to the show, Dan's mother-in-law.
God,
hello.
Is she young or what?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, ma'am. This is Don and Mike. Dan, what's your mother-in-law's first name?
Connie.
Oh, right. I forgot that. Connie.
Hello, Connie.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, Connie.
How are you?
We are.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dan.
Okay, I'm gonna put your son-in-law on hold for a second.
That's right. We're playing the game with you now, Connie.
Stay on the line there, Dan. You know, Connie, that Mother's Day is this weekend.
That's right.
And Dan, who violated your daughter and married her, has a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. Here, we're playing a game called
How's Your Mother-in-Law?
Your mother-in-law. And we have three questions we'd like to ask you about you and your son-in-law. And if you get one, two, or three correct, he'll win a trip.
Okay.
Okay. What's the first question, Mike?
The first question for you, Connie. What don't you like about Dan?
There must be something you don't like about him. He gave us an answer of something that he thinks you don't like about him.
Okay, let me thank you.
Okay.
What is something that annoys you about your son-in-law, Dan?
He drinks beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Drinking beer is not the correct answer.
What did he say?
He said he's loud and obnoxious.
Well, he's that, too.
Is he loud and obnoxious when he drinks beer?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I'll drink to that.
All right, let's go to the second question, Mike.
The second question is, what will Dan say annoys him about you?
And hard to believe, Connie, but he did come up with something.
Oh, it's not hard to believe.
Oh, I find it very hard to believe.
And tell him what to do too much.
You tell him what to do too much. Awesome.
No.
Final answer?
No, he said it's that dog peeing all the time.
Oh, my dog.
Yeah,
your dog,
remember?
Your dog with the problem.
Yes.
Okay, that means it's all down to this one. Mike's multiple choice question. He could win the trip to Las Vegas.
Yes, it all comes down to this one. Are you ready, Connie?
I'm ready.
This is going to be the easiest one, hopefully, for you.
How's your mother-in-law?
Connie, the first time you met, I got up at 5 a.m. again today.
Okay, start. Hold on, Mike. I'll give you a reset.
Take two.
Mike, how's your mother-in-law?
Connie, the first time you met Dan, would you say you were A, impressed, B, unimpressed, or C, highly disappointed?
Now, think about that again. The first time you met Dan, was he, were you?
Impressed, A, unimpressed, B, or highly disappointed, C?
Knowing him, he probably said I was highly disappointed.
Oh, no! No, I'm terribly sorry.
No, Dan.
He said you were unimpressed.
Oh, unimpressed.
Yes.
Well, I was very impressed with
it. Listen to that, Dan.
Loud and obnoxious.
Oh, you beer drinking louse.
What, Dan?
I am a beer drinking louse, but that's not the point. She's lying.
No, I'm not.
If she's lying.
About most, Mom.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
the dog.
Listen to this. Yes. Now he's bullying her.
She's a crap little dog.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Oh,
be nice.
Now, Dan, that's obnoxious.
Now, what's the dog?
I know. Well, I could be loud.
What's the dog's name?
Angel.
His name is Angel.
Angel.
Yeah, untrue.
Yeah.
devil.
The devil. You really like this guy, Connie?
Yes, I really do. He's a fine son-in-law.
Except when he drinks, like now.
Oh, well, he has a beer every now and then. Yeah.
Every now and then.
Let's define every now and then.
Maybe every hour or so.
Every hour?
Well, we try to do.
I love these people.
You're not helping, Mom.
Every hour.
Every hour or so.
And you think the dog goes a lot.
The trip.
Yeah, it's too funny. They're too funny.
We're going to give this guy the trip. Congratulations, Dan. You went to vacation. We're giving away a vacation today in the month of May to America's Playground, Las Vegas. That's courtesy of Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show, FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Thanks so much, Don and Mike. You guys rock.
Don't thank us, Dan. Thank Connie.
That's Connie, it. You're the best, Mom. I love you. Dinner's on me.
Be nice to her.
Hey, Connie.
I will.
Yes.
Has he planted his demon seed yet in your daughter?
Yes, he did more than one time.
Oh, hello. They're the perfect duo.
Was the child born with hoofs?
Actually, the child is very beautiful.
Oh, that's great, Connie.
Thank you, Mom.
Would that be the child you're watching now?
That would be the one that's crying right now.
Yeah, that's well. Better be nice to her, Dan.
That's right. Listen, Connie.
She's a good woman.
Connie, for you. For Mother's Day, listen to this. We're going to buy you $100 worth of the nicest flowers we could find from 1-800-Flowers.
Well, that is so nice.
That's from us, not from your asshat son-in-law. Say I love you to all the moms in your life with flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com. Mother's Day bouquet start at $29.99. Just call, click, or come in at 1-800-Flowers.com.
Well, thank you, Don and Mike.
You are very welcome, Connie.
Thank you, Connie.
And you,
thanks,
Dan.
Mike.
Okay, slacker. Hold on, Dan.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Enjoy your trip.
Have a beer.
To Las Vegas. And
they were great.
Yeah. Okay, take care of that kid. You know, get Connie?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
We know.
How old's the little Damien now?
She is 3 weeks and 2 days.
Oh, is that one? It's the second child?
This is the second child.
Just think you'll only be watching her for 17 more years.
That's right.
11 months and 1 week. Connie, thank you.
1 week.
Thank you for being on the show, Connie.
And thank you for calling.
Hold on just a moment.
Bye-bye.
Hold on. Oh, there you go. That's Connie.
Every hour.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
They're both in
one
buzz.
Man found a way to bring...